Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So you can buy a lot of things online. You can buy blood pressure cuffs. You can buy those medical gowns. For some reason, people really have a fascination with medical gowns and their tushy sticking out. You can buy bedpans. Some countries actually sell medical supplies online. So you can get a bunch of things online. And I like to buy things online. One thing I would never, though, buy, not exactly sure why anybody would buy it, is a body part. Apparently, there's a Pennsylvania man arrested for actually buying body parts online. He bought them over Facebook. Now, Facebook is notorious for banning things left and right, over-banning. But this got through? Fox News is reporting a Pennsylvania man has been arrested this week after police found multiple 5-gallon buckets of human remains in his basement. An investigation revealed he didn't kill the people, but he bought the stolen body parts over Facebook. It's according to East Pennsboro Township Police Department. Jeremy Pauley, 40 years old, is now facing charges of receiving stolen property, dealing in proceeds of unlawful activities, and abuse of a corpse. Police originally received complaints in June of body parts being sold on Facebook. On July 8th, police served a search warrant at Pauley's residence, where they allegedly found human brains, heart, livers, skin, and lungs. He had 5-gallon buckets, 3 of them in his basement. This is disgusting. According to Cumberland County District Attorney Sean McCormick, this is one of the most bizarre investigations I have encountered in my 33 years as a prosecutor. Just when I think I've seen it all, a case like this comes around. A forensic pathologist confirmed that the seized body parts were human remains, according to police. Law enforcement continued to investigate and found that Pauley was allegedly purchasing these over Facebook from who? Well, allegedly there's a woman in Arkansas named Candace Scott, who was accused of stealing these body parts from a mortuary associated with the University of Arkansas. I'm still confused. Do any of you guys know what these would be for? I mean, what do you use these for? What? I mean, I get it from a medical standpoint. We, as medical students, we would dissect cadavers and we would learn. We never wanted to keep the body parts. They smelled, they were creepy, obviously, because they were of a dead person, and we kept them in the anatomy lab. So even physicians and medical students who are fascinated with learning and anatomy, we don't even want to hold body parts. So apparently, Leslie Taylor, a spokesperson for the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, says we have a contract with Arkansas Central Mortuary Services to take the bodies for cremation after they are no longer being used for our students. This is what they told Fox News. An employee of the mortuary service is under investigation by federal authorities for taking some human remains from the mortuary that were donated there. We are saddened and appalled that this happened. This is some crazy stuff. So a shipment of body parts was later intercepted in Scranton, Pennsylvania. So I bring this up because one is if, you know, Facebook is you know, very proud of how they are limiting misinformation, how they are banning people who are of a mindset that might not necessarily go with the grain. But how this can happen, I don't know. Now, my guess is there's codes. And so it wasn't on Facebook where it said, hi, you know, you could buy a liver. My guess is there was some code, or maybe not. But if, you know, if there actually is a market for something like this, it's disgusting. And I don't know why these types of crimes happen. What would somebody want a human heart for? Now, it could also be some satanic ritual. Maybe you really need a, you know, maybe you really need a body part in order to do your ritual, or you need your, you know, I don't know. I've read the Bible. Usually you don't need human body parts, you know. You might have had to, in biblical times, have to sacrifice a lamb, but you definitely didn't do anything with a human liver or brain or anything like that. And maybe some people are fascinated by it, but, you know, you can. There are rules and regulations in order to study these things. You know, one of my favorite exhibits was bodies in Las Vegas, and I think they have them in multiple states, where they would actually put on display parts of the body. And I was even fascinated, even though I've seen everything as a physician, I was fascinated by the way they did this and the way they were able to dissect out spinal cords and blood vessels and things like that. It was very brilliantly done, and it was fantastic, and my kids liked it. And so I understand there might be a fascination, but sadly, I think there are some people with some real, real weird mental illness. And as we look at the crime going up, as we look at people just randomly, you know, hitting and smashing people in the head and putting them in hospital, people just randomly assaulting others, we keep going, gosh, you know, well, that's crazy, and that one person is crazy. I think we might just need to take a step back and go, there's probably millions more people who have no problem stealing body parts and selling them, and they don't see anything ethically wrong with that. And, you know, I mean, we've seen crimes done. We've seen, just like, I don't know if you saw that video of over 100 people storming a 7-Eleven and just complete chaos. You and I would look at that going, why would they do that? Why would they steal? Why would they scare the living daylights out of the employees there and have them run for their lives? Why would they, you know, but at the time, some of these people think it's warranted, or they think it's totally fine. But people with mental illness feel that their action is justified, that it's logical. They live in a different logic than others do. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of the reasons why I was a critic for the Affordable Care Act, it wasn't about the pre-existing conditions. I thought it was high time that insurance companies had to, you know, not rely on that. Well, you had asthma before you took our plan, so sorry. I couldn't stand that. I wanted pre-existing conditions covered. I understood the prices would go up. I understood there would be issues. But I thought if that was the only thing, we could manage it. Instead, it was 2,300 pages? I don't know how long the Affordable Care Act is, but it was ridiculous. But one thing that concerned me, that everybody else kind of blew off, was when there were essential things insurance companies had to cover, which most doctors supported, and even I support, there will always come with it some unintended consequences. And some unintended consequences are when you mandate that insurance does X, Y, and Z, or anybody does X, Y, and Z, then W or Q doesn't have to get covered. So if an insurance company is going to go by the book and they are going to cover screening mammograms for those over 50 or diagnostic tests for some reason or another, and they are given specific 2,000 pages worth of instructions, if there's not another 1,000 pages that are instructing them to do others, that stuff doesn't happen. So I was very nervous that people would actually be losing benefits. And I can't necessarily blame all these cases on the Affordable Care Act, but this is a trend I've been seeing with patients. I feel like my insurance doesn't cover that. Used to, but it doesn't cover that anymore. Well, it's because they have to cover birth control. And they have to not charge a copay. But some of my patients don't need birth control. They would rather get the PSA test, or they'd rather get an earlier colonoscopy. Nope. Not on the ACA. Colonoscopy is covered if it's a screening one when you're over 50. Well, there was a female, Felicia LaBounty, who apparently found a lump in her breast in 2018. She was denied a mammogram because she was too young and had no family history of the disease. So prior to 2009, if there was a lump in a woman's breast, I could order an ultrasound, order a mammogram, and the majority of it got covered. Now, no. This lump continued to grow. By the time she was diagnosed, the cancer had already spread to her lungs and lymph nodes. Now, she is on chemo. She was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and as we saw with Olivia Newton-John, it's not an easy diagnosis. Olivia Newton-John battled it for 30 years, but still passed from it. But she was refused for a screening lump, and she's from California. She's 35 years old, and now is dealing with stage 4. Well, she's, I think, in remission right now, but still, she is a stage 4 cancer survivor. She knew something was wrong. An initial ultrasound found a cyst. LaBounty suspected it was much worse, requested a mammogram, but was denied twice because at the time she was only 29 years old. The lump continued to grow, affecting to a point she noticed it in her clothes. She went to the doctor again. Now she was 30, finally got a mammogram, and ended up, after biopsy, diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. She's in remission. She had to have her ovaries gone, fallopian tubes removed. I'm not sure if she was BRCA gene positive or not. But if you have an estrogen-sensitive breast cancer, they don't want your ovaries. They don't want you to be estrogenic. And so oftentimes you will get a hysterectomy. And she said, I absolutely feared cancer. We all know lumps in breasts aren't good, and you always think of the worst-case scenario. She went to a free health clinic to receive a scan. An ultrasound discovered that she had a benign cyst. She was 29, well below the average onset of breast cancer, which is age 62. No family history of breast cancer, so doctors were like, nah, you're good. I would never, as a doctor, blow off. In fact, even if you do, let's say I have an ultrasound that says it's a cyst, you still do a follow-up on that. You follow up at least 6 months. Or at the very minimum. I mean, I think at least is the right term. You follow up on it. And it's, so the other issue that I have to implore with you all is this concept of, if insurance doesn't pay for it, I don't do it. Now, I get, she probably had some financial issues and that she needed to go to a free health clinic. And she needed to get her scans and her health care for free. But I just shudder to think of all the time people will make a decision of food over their health care. And it's, you know, we can't afford to give everybody free health care, obviously. But if some of you are going into payment plans for your iPhone, or you're going into a mortgage for your house or your car and you owe money on your car, please, for the love of God, do not blow off a test you think you might need and arrange payments or and I got to tell you, I mean, you see what happens across the board with, you know, medical. They'll discount. They'll, in fact, you know, there's a lot of medical doctors, medical clinics that have much more flexibility than your car dealership or your bank for your loan or your mortgage. And I can't stand it when people will allow an insurance company with people who don't know who the hell you are, a corporation, making life or death decisions for you. If you feel like you need a mammogram and a doctor says, sorry, your insurance won't pay for it, do a GoFundMe. Get family members together. But your life is worth more. You could always argue with the insurance. You could always, you know, it could get, like right now, I'm sure she's getting a lot of press. And now people are going to probably be like, who the hell was your insurance company and what the hell happened and what's going on? And, you know, sometimes you could get, you know, insurance companies to bend and cover things later on after the fact. But, I you know, all the time, you know, patients will call in to telemedicine companies with zero copay. And it sounds like they're having appendicitis. Or it looks like they're having a very severe cardiac issue. And I go, call 911. They're like, no, then I have to pay. And I got to tell you, I mean, my father was worried about debt. He's dead. I would have rather he be alive and have $50,000 in debt than be dead with no debt. We're all in debt. I owe on my house. I owe on my cars. Well, my student loans are now paid off. But most of us have debt. My phone. I am paying on my phone in a cell service, whatever the hell you do monthly. You know, why are people so afraid to have medical debt? Your body comes first. Comes first before the car. It has to. And so if you think you need a test and the insurance is stupid, don't let stupidity kill you. And I'm not blaming her at all. You know, I get it. She probably didn't have money on her own to do it. But I think we need to have a different outlook and a different attitude towards my insurance won't cover. Just because insurance doesn't cover something doesn't mean you don't need it. And when you think something's wrong, something's wrong. I told you I had a patient come in. She said doctors were blowing her off and nobody would order a test for her. And she didn't have insurance. And she walks in and she goes, I'll pay cash. And I go, what do you need? What, you know, she'll, any test I need to order, she said she'd pay cash for. And I go, what's going on? She goes, well, my friend read my palm and she said I have a tumor on my ovary or a tumor in my colon. So I will pay for whatever test to make sure I don't have a tumor in the ovary or a tumor in the colon. And I go, okay, well, for the ovary, we would do an ultrasound. For the colon, you would see a GI doctor and do a colonoscopy. She goes, fine. Sign me up. So I gave her a referral to go into the ultrasound, gave her a referral to the GI doctor for the colonoscopy. She ended up having a tumor on her ovary. So, I mean, I don't give a damn if you have insurance, if you have the money or not. If you want a test, as a doctor, let them get the test. They could ask neighbors for money. They could ask family. They could do a GoFundMe. They could negotiate the price. They can negotiate a payment plan. But too many times people are like, the insurance, I don't have insurance, or I have, you know, if you need that, if you need it, you need it. If you need an iPhone, you're getting an iPhone. If you need food, you're getting food. If you need medical care, get it. We're all in debt. It's better than having something spread to the point where you're now in stage 4 cancer. Godspeed to Miss LaBounty, and I hope she gets through this, and I'm really, really sorry that this happened to her. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is visiting the Ukrainian port city of Odessa amid Russia's ongoing invasion of the country. Guterres explaining the importance of allowing ships to travel through the Black Sea.
Getting more food and fertilizer out of Ukraine and Russia is crucial to further calm commodity markets and lower prices.
The United States is expected to see a warmer-than-normal fall. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center. It released its projections this week, which also say a good portion of the country won't see as much precipitation as normal. This is especially true for Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. The warm weather is expected to stick around out west and in the northeast. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So being Gen Z, being born in the 70s, I was horrified growing up in school to hear about what happened before I was born, where there would be whites and blacks and people who weren't Caucasian being forced to be in different bathrooms, different locations, different buildings. And hearing that races were segregated was shocking. Just, I couldn't imagine. And I'd ask my mom about it, because my mom had been alive during that time. She's like, it was horrible. And thank God, civil rights, that's done. You know, and she said some parts of the country were worse than others, but the Civil Rights Act put an end to segregation and the country as a whole said, we're not doing that anymore. That's not going to happen. All right. All of us are created equal. We're not going to segregate. It's racism. We're done. No more. Well, some college campuses now have the pendulum swinging the other way. And they're going back to segregation. But they're going back, they're doing it in the form of white people can't be in a certain area. And so apparently we're being told that there's a off-campus co-op for students at UC Berkeley. And it's called the Person of Color Theme House. And it has allegedly banned white guests from entering common areas in the house. A list of house rules got posted online, and some people were a little bit shocked because, again, this wasn't something that you would see in the 1960s. This is something that you're seeing right now, saying based on color, you actually have to declare your race when you sign in. Now, I thought we were trying to stop, you know, using that as a decision-making factor for somebody having a right in this country. So the list of rules revealed that occupants were told that many persons of color moved here to be able to avoid white violence and presence. So respect their decision of avoidance if you bring white guests. The student house aims to have a, quote, inclusive environment. The rules, though, state white guests are not allowed in common spaces. The accommodation is near Berkeley. I don't believe it's Berkeley-owned, but it's near Berkeley. It's 5 stories. It's a 30-room home. It could house up to 56 students, and it's owned by a private landlord. Now, the rules were leaked on social media and have obviously caused outrage. One Reddit user was mixed race and said they had to claim they live at the house, but because they're light-skinned, they said they weren't received well. They said house members called them slurs, and they were not allowed to let their dad enter the house because the dad was white. The mom was black, the dad was white, so the dad couldn't come into the house. And this is not something that should be going on in 2022. So the house rules are as follows. House members and rules should always be respected by all guests. Make sure your guests understand our house rules and uphold the theme of the house as you are responsible for their behavior. Many POC members moved here to be able to avoid white violence and presence. So respect their decision of avoidance if you bring white guests. Guests are allowed in common spaces, but please be mindful if there are house members in the room beforehand. White guests are not allowed in common spaces. Always announce guests in the guest chat if they will be in common spaces with you and if they are white. The house was set up, apparently, as part of the Berkeley Student Cooperative. It's a program designed to bring affordable housing to students in California's Bay Area. And it aims to provide housing to low-income first-generation immigrants or marginalized students of color. According to the rules, people that live there should avoid bringing parents, family members that express bigotry because queer, black, and indigenous members should not have to avoid common spaces because of homophobic or racist parents, family members. Now, I think we all could agree that if there is somebody who's racist, bigoted, homophobic, and is making people uncomfortable, you know, those people should be asked to leave. But to assume that somebody based on their color is that way. So, you know, I come from a family that has mixed race in terms of Latino. And so if my son ends up marrying his girlfriend, our children would be half Latino, half German-Austrian mix. Beautiful mix. Those kids are going to be amazingly gorgeous, amazingly smart. I can't wait. But if depending on how they look, are they going to be discriminated against if they look too white? This is something that I thought we progressed and we stopped any sort of discrimination being based on how you look. We're not supposed to discriminate against people who are overweight. We're not supposed to discriminate against people who are albinos and don't have skin pigmentation. We aren't supposed to discriminate against people who have scars. You know, or these hemangiomas on their face. We're not supposed to discriminate. And here we are where a mixed race person who lives there can't have one of the family members come in. We're going in the wrong direction. According to the rules, they say Janet Gilmore, Senior Director of Strategic Communications at the university, told Daily Mail that the house is not campus operated. Well, because I think the campus could lose federal funding. Gilmore said the university does not have its own theme programs. Oh, it does have its own theme programs, but they have no such policies like the one alleged in the Reddit image. They called California housing theme programs do not discriminate on the basis of race, consistent with UC and campus policy. As this involves an off-campus, non-affiliated landlord, the campus has no ability under the Code of Student Conduct to discipline the landlord. And I agree with that. If this is a private, if this has nothing to do with the school, it has nothing to do with the school, I get that. But, you know, it's one of these things where I have a cousin who is half Puerto Rican, half Caucasian. And, you know, you start to wonder if, you know, we spoke about how every time you try to make a new rule, thinking you are going to be over and above preventing something from happening, you actually end up marginalizing more people. And so having individuals who are mixed race, and I don't even know if that term is even going to apply anymore. I'm a mixture of multiple countries. We have, for those of us now doing their 23andMe and Ancestry.com, you know, we're seeing that we come from multiple different countries. And, you know, a mixture of Mediterranean and Iberian and, most of us are from a mix. But if there's going to be a specification of Latino, of Black, of African, of Asian, most of us have, you know, we are probably going to be predominantly mixed race. That's going to be the most common. It's not going to be white, Black, Latino, Native American. It's mixed race. It's going to be the highest population. How do you have these rules? We were supposed to, in the 1960s and with our Civil Rights Act, stop any discrimination, segregation, such that all of us can enjoy, you know, aspects of life and our liberties. And, you know, we at the time we knew our population, you know, was changing, and we were not going to be a country with archaic, ridiculous, racist rules. But apparently some places are bringing these rules back. And it's, it's frustrating. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you asked me about how Mark Zuckerberg is getting sued, he and his family, because one of his employees died of a heart attack. And you asked about workers' comp, and I don't have all the details of that, but if an employee dies, you know, or gets injured, their workers' comp is supposed to be the insurance that protects employers from somebody getting hurt or injured or dying on the job. I think Amazon has been grappling with cases of some people dying in the warehouse and accidents, and workers' comp is supposed to cover that. When there's negligence, that might open up to other liability. So I'm no legal expert, you know. I do workers' comp cases, and most of the time insurance covers it, and sometimes a case will not go forward if an attorney doesn't think there's any money And so you might not really hear a lot of wrongful cases or wrongful death cases. But when you have somebody like Zuckerberg, there's money. So that might be why this might go forward. And some of you that are legal experts might be able to weigh in on this. But there was a family that is suing Mark Zuckerberg because, tragically, Rodney Medeiros, 70 years old, had a heart attack while on the job. He was working as a part-time security guard, and he was at the bottom of a cliffside. But he was forced to walk up it alone in the rain. There was supposed to be some sort of a protocol where he could be either driven or something, but he was found leaning against a tree, clutching his chest, before being transported to a nearby hospital. So there was possibly hours or an extended period of time that could have maybe reversed his medical course. And that's why the family may have a case. So he was a security guard for Mark Zuckerberg and ended up dying at Wilcox Hospital as a result of the heart attack. He was walking up a steep hill, and the family is now pursuing a wrongful death lawsuit against Meta, or the Meta founder, Mark Zuckerberg. Rodney Medeiros was 70 years old, was found with his hand on his chest while working a shift on Zuckerberg's property in Kualoa Ranch in Kauai, Hawaii. He was rushed to the hospital, but later died that same day. He was working at the bottom of a steep hill on Pila'a Beach when it started to rain. So it forced him to walk up the cliffside hill alone on August 4th. While he was trying to climb the hill, he apparently had the heart attack. They said it ripped a hole in his heart, and he started to bleed out. So he might have had an aneurysm, he might have had a dissection. He was approached by the security manager. Oh, after being approached, the family was offered money to support the funeral expenses. They declined. But the next morning, they received a check for $7,500 as a contribution given by Mark and Priscilla, Priscilla's his wife. And the family is now suing the company, the Zuckerberg-owned company, Pila Land LLC, for negligence and wrongful death. So Ziba Medeiros, his daughter, told Hawaii News Now, it's $7,500 for a father's life. Is that supposed to make it okay? When he had that heart attack, it ripped a hole in his heart, so he was bleeding out. Because of the intensity of the rain, staff was not able to pick him up via ground transport. So he was forced to try to walk while this was happening. It's so tragic. He was a retired sugarcane worker. And they said routinely he would have been taken down the hill on a four-wheeler and then brought up the same way. When his shift was over, they would go down, pick him up, and bring him back up. But apparently they didn't because of the rain. The hospital's cardiologist said his heart attack was because of the physical stress of climbing the hill. It was a substantial factor. Now, I get it. Many people with heart disease have clogged arteries, might have, sadly, a lot of medical issues that could, and then it takes, you know, like when somebody, let's say, has a heart attack during sex, you know, the partner's like, oh my gosh, it was me, oh my gosh, you know, it was me. And I have to tell them, look, you know, it wasn't you. You know, if the person was exercising at the gym or the person, you know, had to slam on the brakes because a little kid ran out into the middle of the street, that could have also induced a heart attack. So I have to many times often tell the family, look, don't panic. You know, sadly, the heart attack could have happened whether it was with you or not. In fact, because you were in bed with them, you might have saved their life because you were able to call 911 and they weren't alone. You know, and so I always have to seem to kind of talk families through because people think they were the reason or they get into an argument with somebody and they have the heart attack. But most of the time, there's factors leading up to it. The problem with this case is at the start of his heart attack, he could have possibly gotten medical care quicker. And because he didn't, that could then be a cause for, you know, wrongful death. Michael Green, as an attorney representing the Medeiros family, said it would have cost the ranch $1,000 to upgrade the tires on the four-wheelers that would have transported him to the top of the hill. This didn't need to happen. He never should have had to walk. So, there's some concerns that obviously this is horrible, this is tragic, and I hope the family could find peace, you know, after losing their loved one. And by the way, for 70 years old, he looked young, and he looked like he was in good shape, too. So this is tragic. But one concern that I think a lot of, you know, employers and individuals have is when they look at liability of somebody having a medical issue, it starts to make them have a unconscious bias. And so if, you know, we want seniors hired, we want people who are over 65. I still think 65 is middle age, but we want people still active in the workforce. My mom is still active in the workforce. I'm going to want to be still active in the workforce. But even though I do understand why the family is pursuing this, there might be employers out there going, okay, wait a second, hold on here. We're not going to hire you because if you get a heart attack on the job, we could get sued. And so, you know, with every sort of logical action of something happening, there could always be, sadly, an unintended consequence. So we'll see what happens with this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the U.S. is monitoring the Zaporizhia nuclear plant situation, quote, very, very closely. As a senior U.S. defense official says, Russia has shown a complete disregard for the security of Ukraine's nuclear facilities and that its actions around the plant are at the height of irresponsibility. So there has been some concern that Russia is holding drills and is not being a little bit indiscriminate with some of their military operations around the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. They say this is a situation that the U.S. government across the board and the national security community is watching very, very closely. We are concerned about military operations out or near any of Ukraine's nuclear power facilities and are very concerned about any reports of damage to specifically Zaporizhia power lines. They have been very clear that fighting near a nuclear power plant is dangerous. It's irresponsible, and we want the fighters and Russia to operate with extreme caution and conduct no actions that would result in potential radiological release. That's what the official said. We see Russia's current actions in and around the plant, I see it as flippant stupid, as really the height of irresponsibility. The U.S. expects Russia to return full control of the plant to Ukraine and to comply with International Atomic Energy Agency safeguards, as well as provide access to the plant. Now, the Pentagon has announced a new $775 million aid package to Ukraine. It includes howitzers, Javelin, mine-clearing equipment, additional ammunition for their HMARS, high-mobility artillery rocket system, 15 Scan Eagle drones, mine-resistant ambush protection vehicles, high-speed anti-radiation missiles, all sorts of stuff. So I just hope that the Russians don't do something stupid where we end up having a nuclear emergency and we said, look, we should have probably stopped them months ago before it even got this far. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.